of a Thursday morning, it is the perfect time to delve into movie reviews. So that's exactly what we do every week. Michael Jones, our resident movie expert, is in to run us through a couple films that are coming out, I believe, today. Fill me in.
Today and next Thursday.
Today
because
and next Thursday.
Next Thursday is my favourites and least favourites of 2018, so I want to get one of these films in today.
Okay, I've got it. All right. So, morning, Michael.
Good morning. These are two films about oppression.
Okay, that's cheery.
The themes of oppression. I'll start with the film that comes out today, Black 47, starring James Freckerville or Freshville, Hugo Weaving, Freddie Fox, Stephen Ray and Barry Keoghan. It's directed by Lance Daly. The year is 1847, and Feeney, played by James Freckerville, is an Irish ranger who's just returned home from serving in the British Army in Afghanistan. He comes home to an island that he doesn't recognise. The potato famine has taken hold, his mother's dead, his brother's been executed. There's mass starvation and poverty all over the country.
Wonderful, okay.
Yeah. Of course, while the English overlords, supported by the British Army and the local constabulary, force people off their land and export grain back to England. So all's well for them. When Feeney witnesses his sister and her family getting evicted from home, that's the final straw. And you just know that a lot of local police, collaborators, British soldiers and wealthy British aristocrats are going to die quite violently.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course, the Brits aren't going to sit idly by while Feeney wreaks his vengeance. They send Detective Inspector Hannah, played by Hugo Weaving, a man with a very uncompromising method and a service history in Afghanistan, with Feeney to go after the man. Now, look, even though this film is set in the cold, damp green of Ireland, the story has very much an American Western feel to it. Our hero even has aspirations to travel to America one day. He's a lone rider with vengeance on his mind and demons in his heart, being pursued by a posse. Now, Hugo Weaving's Hannah, he could be the villain, but is he the one in this film wearing the black hat, or are the real villains other people in the film? You'll have to watch it to find out. Look, it was also interesting to hear a lot of Gaelic spoken in this film, which I guess is fair enough, given that that would have been the common language for rural Irish people in 1847. It also helped to create a point of difference between the oppressed locals and their British occupiers. The camera must have had like a bluey, greeny, grey filter on it to make Ireland seem such a bleak and desolate place and create this sense of doom and foreboding throughout the film as well. It just seemed very grey.
Okay.
Awful place to be in 1847. Black 47, it's not for the squeamish. It's pretty damn violent, like I mentioned before. And people do look like they're really suffering when they get shot, stabbed or bashed.
Well, I can imagine that it would not be fun.
It's like, yeah, it does look pretty serious. You could get depressed by the grim nature of this story. Not too many Irish eyes smiling here. But if you do enjoy a good old-fashioned revenge western plopped into 1840s Ireland, you could do worse than put your chips on Black 47.
Okay.
So we'll move on to another film about oppression of a different sort, this one being Colette, which opens next week, starring Keira Knightley, Dominic West, Denise Goff and Eleanor Tomlinson. It's directed by Wash Westmoreland, who also co-wrote the screenplay. Now, Colette is a liberating coming-of-age movie for grown-ass women and drops into cinemas during a zeitgeist that finally allows production of movies about women doing womanly things like writing best-selling novels, being hilarious, smashing the patriarchy, having wild love affairs, and riding bicycles like a boss.
It's just a list of things I get up to every weekend, really.
It's a pretty film spanning one decade during the Belle Epoque and treats you to accurate historical portrayals of costume, texture, furnishings, and of course, societal norms.
So wait, when's this set?
Late 19th century.
Okay, just when you said costumes.
Yeah, Belle Epoque.
Yep, okay.
Yeah. So the story arc and dialogue of our Shiro, Colette, played by Keira Knightley, doesn't get bogged down in the quest for historical accuracy, however. And the movie received many lols and fist pumps from those of us who love to see manipulating, controlling, and creepy jerk faces get their comeuppance. The jerk face in question being Colette's husband, Willie. Willie, played by Dominic West, possibly best known as McNulty in The Wire. Seen that one?
Nope.
He runs a stable of ghostwriters under his brand name, including his wife Colette. Now, Colette makes Willie millions of francs with a series of best-selling novels. They're the toast of the town as a couple, but he still refuses to credit her for the work and keeps pissing their fortune away on wine, other women, and gambling.
Good.
Because he's a jerk.
Okay, we're not setting this guy up to be very liked, are we?
What follows feels quite natural and satisfying. Colette can only take so much of Willie's murd. This woman's desire for self-expression will not be repressed by a Willie. Get it?
Da-dun-ts. I was with it. Yeah, I get where you're at.
Colette will make you want to shed your corset in triumph and is a good one to take Granny to on Boxing Day, though her hair may curl during some of the steamier scenes. Oh yeah, in the interest of being thematic, this review was ghostwritten by an uncredited woman with permission. So I'll say hello to my Radio Colette, Emmy Lou.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Always a pleasure.
Emmy Lou.